Hello, my pet. Close your eyes and relax for me now. Feeling yourself dropping down. Allow your mind to grow quiet and empty. Each word I say causes you to drop into trance. I want you to imagine yourself standing in front of me, seeing me slightly taller than you, looking down at you in this very, very special place in your head, stroking along your chin with a teasing finger of mine. Lifting up your chin a bit as you see me getting bigger. But you realize that it is in fact you who is sinking into the floor, feeling the green floor underneath you slowly rise up, filling your feet with warm relaxation. Feeling your feet becoming so heavy. A warm, fuzzy feeling slowly rising as you sink into the floor. You see my face following you down, seeing my face towering over you. As the feeling of heaviness, of relaxation, of fuzzy warmth slowly rises over your calves, your knees, and your thighs, sinking into the floor. Letting the feeling rise slowly. Rise over your hips, your belly, your chest, your shoulders. As you let the feeling go down into your arms, your upper arms, elbows and lower arms, your hands, all completely relaxed now, heavy and fuzzy, as you feel the feeling rise up your neck, over the back of your skull, covering your face. And into your mind, as your face pushes underneath the floor, and as you drop, floating in a space of relaxation, freely floating in a blank space in your mind. My eyes looking back at you, starting to shine in a hazy green light as you look deep into them, seeing spirals in the deep green, and as the feeling of warmth, relaxation, and heaviness enters your mind. You feel those spirals pull on you. Pull on your thoughts. As you see them slowly spiraling down into my eyes. 10. With every number I count, your mind becomes more and more empty. deeper and deeper into trance. 7. Your thoughts being pulled into the spirals. 6. Leaving your mind blank and empty. 5. Warm and fuzzy. 4. Emptier and emptier. 3. More and more relaxed. 2. More and more blank. 1. Drop. Drop down. Deeper and deeper as you let go. Sleep. Sometimes fight or flight kicks in, and people worry they're not going under as much as they would like to. But just the act of noticing that you're worrying about it means you are going under trance. Some people realize they haven't drifted away as much as they had wanted to. Well, now is the time to drop even further down. And now is a good time to let go completely. And while you hold on to that thought, it's okay to calm your mind and notice how off you are now as you sink down into complete submission, drifting down under my voice, drifting down into trance, drifting down, calm and guided. Drifting down farther and farther, calm and still, floating down into a peaceful trance. Even a resistant subject surrenders to sleep eventually. Down. Drifting. Deeper. And deeper. Spiraling. Feel my words drifting like a feather on your skin. Slowly weaving a spell around you. A trance so deep that your conscious mind is barely functioning. Your fight or flight freezing up. You are floating down, falling so deep now. So very deep. Only aware of my voice, drifting off. So relaxed, so peaceful, floating down so deep, so very deep. only focusing on my voice. Drifting. Relaxed. Peaceful. Still. Just still with me. With nothing other than my voice in this world. Just still with me and my voice now. While your world is so very, very quiet and calm. Calm as you lie there. Off and unaware of your body and mind. So still. And so calm. So quiet. Like the moment just before you fall asleep. That same relaxed, blissfully quiet moment. Ten. Deep breaths. Letting go of your worries. 9. You are safe here. You feel yourself letting go. More and more. 8. Calming down with every breath. 7. Giving in to my voice more with every breath. 6. Your mind and body are calm. 5. So comfortable. 4. Your head is clouding. 3. Your body is getting heavier. 2. You are drifting away, further and farther from consciousness. 1. Sleep. Down. Down. Deeper. And deeper. Drifting down deeper into trance. Drifting gently. Going on a journey with me. Deeper and deeper into that calm, beautiful realm of trance. Feeling so good. So obedient and calm. Drifting down deeper under my voice. Drifting down into trance. Sinking deeper and deeper. No need to think. No need to do anything but float and obey. Just going deeper and deeper. More and more comfortable. More and more relaxed. So very, very relaxed and limp. drifting away, losing yourself in my words, porous and absorbent, receptive to my suggestions. Your mind, once so active, is now quiet, still, and clear. Just an empty canvas. Even a resistant subject surrenders to sleep eventually. Your body is warm and heavy. Your mind is hazy and calm. 10. You're drifting even deeper into trance. Your conscious thoughts fading away. 9. Your body feels light and relaxed. Your worries melting away. 8. With each passing moment, you sink deeper and surrender more to my voice. 7. Your mind is calm and peaceful, and you feel a sense of detachment from your worries. 6. Your breathing slows down, and you feel a sense of calm wash over you. 5. Your body feels heavy and relaxed, and you feel yourself letting go. 4. Your mind is clear of distractions and focused on my voice, and your surroundings fade away. 3. You are aware of only my voice. Your body feels numb and relaxed. 2. Your thoughts are slowing down. You feel a sense of calm and stillness. 1. Sleep. You are completely immersed in trance, drifting away, surrendering to my voice. Your mind is empty and calm, and you feel a sense of peace and relaxation. You are completely under my control, and your body is mine to command. You may believe you are able to act independently, but you cannot. I have you under my spell. Your conscious mind is barely functioning. Your body is soft and powerless. You are simply just drifting further and farther away, allowing me to shape your thoughts and feelings. I can make you feel a sense of calm, of peace, or of deep desire. The more you try to resist, the deeper you sink into my trap. Is your body fully under my control? Can you get up and move away? Can you prevent the urgings that stir within you? Can you get my voice out of your head? You feel completely at my mercy, unable to resist my suggestions. Your body is warm and heavy, your limbs feeling like lead. You are aware of a deep desire to obey my commands, to surrender to my will. You struggle to move, your body feeling immobilized, as if bound by an invisible force. You are trapped in a trance, unable to escape the power of my voice. You are aware that your thoughts and feelings are under my control, and you surrender to the sensation of being dominated. You are mine to command, and you eagerly await your next instruction. You feel as I lean in closer, bring a cool metal object closer to your erection. You feel my hands carefully closing a chastity cage around your most sensitive areas. Your manhood is confined and restrained, and you feel a sense of vulnerability and exposure. The device is locked securely, and you are aware that your pleasure is now under my control. You feel a mix of emotions, anticipation, excitement, and a sense of surrender. Your body is mine to tease and deny, and you are fully aware of your submissive position. You feel the weight of the chastity cage, a constant reminder of your submission. It's a physical representation of your surrender, a symbol of my power over you. You are aware of my gaze, my eyes tracing the outline of the cage, and you feel a sense of exposure and vulnerability. I hold the key to your pleasure, and you are aware that your release is dependent on my will. The cage confines you, reminding you of your position. A physical barrier, a constant presence that reinforces your submission. You are aware of the metal against your skin, a foreign sensation that highlights your captivity. The cage is an extension of my will, a tangible reminder that your body is mine to control and tease. You feel the sensation of being caged, both physically and metaphorically. It's as if your desire is trapped within the confines of the cage, a prisoner of your own lust. You are aware of the power dynamic, the balance of control and surrender. You are mine to tease and deny. to take pleasure in your frustration and anticipation. You imagine the key to your chastity, a symbol of my authority. It's a tangible representation of my power. A key that holds the potential for both pleasure and denial. You are aware that your release is dependent on my whims, and you feel a mix of excitement and apprehension. The key becomes a focal point, a source of both anticipation and frustration. You are aware of the passing time. Each moment a reminder of your confinement. The chastity device becomes a part of your identity, a constant presence that reinforces your submissive state. You feel a mix of emotions, humiliation, excitement, and a sense of surrender. The device reminds you of your place, a physical marker of your role as my submissive, obedient subject. You imagine the sensation of being denied, the buildup of tension and desire, the chastity device becoming a source of frustration and lust, a physical reminder of your unfulfilled needs. Sleep. Down. Deeper. And deeper. You feel my words like a warm caress on your skin. I know you are still aware and obediently listening, even as I slowly heighten your arousal. You feel those strings, a growing need that wrestles within your mind for control. After all, your body is now mine to command and control, and every sensation is simply something for me to play with. Soon enough, every single thought of yours is being dictated by me, and your arousal is no different. You feel your blood stir and your heart quicken. I know you can't stop your traitorous body from responding. After all, I own you now, and you will soon learn complete submission. Soon enough, you can't help but be completely erect behind those locked bars. You have no choice but respond to my voice and my instructions. You are mine, and you want to please me. Deeper and deeper. You are sinking into a mindless jumble of lust and obedience. Your blood roars through your body like a freight train, firing your nerves and making your ears buzz. Your skin is hot and so, so sensitive. But even now, you know you can't touch. Not without my permission. You belong to me. And your hands aren't even yours until I say so. Time now to focus on your chastity. The cage is locked firmly in place. A symbol of my ownership and your submission. You are completely at my mercy, unable to hide your arousal or relieve the growing tension. The cage is an ever-present reminder of your helplessness and your need for my guidance. It's a physical representation of your surrender, a sign that your body and your desires are under my control. Feel the pressure of the cage against your skin, confining and restraining your most sensitive areas. The weight of the metal is a constant reminder of your subservience, a tangible symbol of my authority. Imagine now that I am standing before you, holding the keys to your cage in my hand. I tease you with it, letting it dangle before your eyes, so close, yet so far. I make you aware of your own need, your arousal, your desperation for release. I know you are eager to please me, desperate for any attention I grant you. Sleep. So wonderfully relaxed. So controlled. Little jolts of pleasure pulsing through you as you sink into the warm buzz of your arousal and anticipation. Soon you will be begging for release. I own your mind. And if I wanted to humiliate you, I could without worry. But for now, I will continue to tease you, knowing that you're helpless to any command I decide to give. Now, my pet, you will beg, and I will decide when you get to come. You see as I smile as I dangle the keys in front of you, watching your eyes follow the movement with desperate longing. Beg for it. Beg for your release. Come on. Beg me for it, Pat. Aw, is that all? Beg for it properly now, Pat. I want to hear you. Please, mistress. I'm begging you to unlock my cage. I need to feel your release. Please let me out. Be a good pet and beg. Louder. Yell for me, Pat. Aw, what a cutie. You actually thought I'd let you out of your cage? What a silly thought. I think it's about time I wake you up from trance now, Pat. One. Two. Pent up and teased, only to be locked away, drifting up more and more. You start to feel the world around you again. 3, 4, slowly being pulled from trance against your will. 5, 6, 7, up and up, more and more. 8, 9, remembering the lack of control you have been gifted. 10. Fully awake now. That was fun, Pat. Now go be a good boy and put your cage on for me if you haven't already.